Home Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and a very pleasant good evening to you. Our number is 877-876-7445, and we have a very, very special, special interview lined up for you here in just in a few seconds. And it's one that, quite frankly, we didn't even know we were going to be able to secure until about 10 minutes ago. But we have, and I think you'll find it fascinating. We're going to be talking here in just a couple of minutes with Governor Jan Brewer of the state of Arizona, and we're going to be talking about the contretemps currently afoot there in Arizona over immigration policy. Our number is 877-876-7445. We're also online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com, and you can pick up a backstage pass and watch us online. We do a live streaming video cast each and every night on our website, so we certainly do invite you to join us there, as well as our podcasts, which are available through the banner on our website at philhendryshow.com. We got a brand new podcast out today, in fact, episode 32 of our podcast. All right, we're going to get Governor Brewer on the line right now.
Yeah, line two.
Governor Jan Brewer, how are you, ma'am?
I'm good, Phil. How are you?
Great, great. And I appreciate you joining us here at this late date.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. Whenever I can be make myself available to the media, I try to. But
by the way, can I ask you something? It's a little bit off subject.
Go ahead.
When you were wagging your finger at President Obama, have you since thought about that? And
I have, and I thought that I was going to look rather heroic to other conservatives. And what I found out was that they all sort of spent a few days not wanting to talk to me. It turned out to be a bad move. I thought that if the pictures that I knew the guys they were going to take, because the press corps was right there that day, and so I started wagging my finger to try to look like I really had it all over Obama, and I was going to, you know, tell him a thing or two, and I knew the press boys got some shots. But when I saw the pictures later, I
what'd you think?
Well, I looked like an ass. I just looked like a stupid ass waving my finger, because the president was very calm, cool, and dignified, and I was sort of a raving idiot, you know. And
well, I wouldn't call you that. That's a little harsh.
No, I would. I looked like a raving imbecile wagging my finger, you know. One of the things that I didn't like, maybe you didn't like, Phil, growing up, I didn't like when people were sticking their finger in my face, you know, sticking their finger anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when I saw that, I saw myself doing that to the President of the United States. I was, and I know I heard you made some comments that were rather pointed, and although at another time, another place, I might have been upset with them.
Well, what I said was that he's the president, and you should have respect. You know,
and you're right. So I blew it there, and it looks like I might have blown it with this thing. You want to talk the immigration, right?
Yeah, yes, I do. Governor Jan Brewer is with us, and we're talking about with Governor Brewer here now about Arizona, and you have decided not to. I don't know if it's complying, because you are a state, a sovereign state, but the federal government has this deferment program that you are not going, meaning if you are an illegal immigrant.
Can I interrupt you, Phil?
Go ahead.
Let me tell you what I'm doing as the governor of Arizona, what I, Jan Brewer, am doing. And I heard also that Nebraska may be following suit, and if they are, great, we're flattered. Good to have you. Great to have you come along with us. But don't make any mistake, we are at the very front of this immigration debate. And I'm going through my papers here. Neil, Jerry, give me the story. There was a story that cleared today on AP, and I took a note because I want to talk to this guy. Basically, it's this. The federal program that President Obama has very wrongheadedly, I believe, created is one that if you take this deferred status, you have to be an individual who's been in the country since before you were 16 years of age. You have to be an immigrant who was brought over here by your parents. You have to be someone who has gone through high school in this country. You have to be someone who has, you could be someone who was in the military.
Yeah, and that was the part.
Hold on for just a minute, okay, Phil?
I just wanted to say that was the part that seemed the toughest of all. So you won't.
Hold on. Let me just hold on. This is what the President of the United States and the federal government is telling me in the state of Arizona. If you've got immigrants there that were brought over to the United States before the age of 16, if you've got immigrants there that have been through the school system in the United States, immigrants there that are English speaking, have served in the United States military, any of these provisos. They need to be allowed to have this deferred status, and they should be allowed to have some form of an ID or driver's license administered to them. And I took a stand, and I know Nebraska is taking that stand, and I'm saying, no, you don't get to. Obama doesn't call the shots in the state of Arizona. And
All right. I understand. It's called, by the way, deferred action.
Yeah. I called it deferred status. We are denying driver's licenses to these undocumented immigrants, and because I believe this is wrong. And I heard today where the ACLU is. Did you see that?
Yeah, the ACLU. I guess it's either local ACLU, Arizona ACLU, or yes, it's the American Civil Liberties.
It's this solar. Is that the
Alessandro?
Oh yeah. Okay, Alessandro. Well, what does that tell you?
What do you mean? What does that tell me?
Well, she might as well be called Alejandro, you know, and have a bullfighter cape. I mean, what we're talking about.
Oh, so in other words, because she's Hispanic, that automatically means that she's what?
That she's a liberal Hispanic. We've got a lot of conservatives in this state. I'm just telling you that it doesn't surprise me the ACLU has pulled out for a mouthpiece somebody with the, you know, blowing a trumpet, and here comes the... You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Well, Phil, you want to be... I'm saying the ACLU has got the Lonely Bull theme. So what I am saying...
The Lonely Bull... So in other words, the ACLU is playing to the emotions...
Yes, playing to the emotions of immigrants as well as the liberals such as yourself. Now, Phil, you were going to bring up something, and I'm all ready for you because I knew you were going to bring it up. You're going to bring up the fact that one of the things that qualifies an immigrant for this deferred action is have they served in the United States military. Is that what you're going to say?
Yes, because, you know, because...
Well, all right, now let me...
Hold on. I want people to understand that one of the statuses, if I may say, that is respected by this deferred action program, if you're an immigrant here without documentation, but you have served in the U.S. military, you qualify for this deferred action, and you are granted, or should be granted, some kind of a driver's license.
All right, okay, so did you...
I think I've explained it, yeah.
All right. Whoever, and here's my answer to that. And
by the way, we are...
Can I finish?
Hold on, I want to let people know who we're talking to. Jan Brewer, the governor of the state of Arizona. Go ahead, Jan.
All right. Who told them to join the military? See? So, in other words, I didn't tell them to go into the military, and nobody that I know told them to go into the military. They joined the military, and they served in the military. And thank you very much, and we appreciate that, but you're not a citizen. And now you're out of the military, and I'm supposed to do what? Now I got to give... What about the guys that served in the military that are American citizens?
They have driver's licenses.
No, I know that they have driver's... What's your point?
Well, what's your point?
My point is we got guys in the military who are American citizens and have driver's licenses. Okay?
And my point is you've got guys in the military who are not American citizens but still serving in the military, and they don't have driver's licenses.
Right.
So is that fair? Is that...
What do you mean fair? It's legal to deny a driver's license.
No, I understand what's legal, Governor Brewer, but I'm saying is it, in light of the immigration debate, in light of the problem the country is wrestling with, President Obama is not the first American politician, president or otherwise, who's talked about this pathway to citizenship, if we could call it that. You know, we had Jack Kemp. We had conservative as well as, or at least Republican as well as Democratic politicians talk about this. Why are you opposed to it?
I'm not opposed to it. I didn't say I was opposed to it, but I'm not going to be told by this guy. See, the problem is this. I bet I probably shouldn't say
it. No, say it.
Well, I'm the governor of a state, you know, and...
Say it, governor.
Well, I don't like you telling me to say it.
Okay, but there's something you want to say.
Yes, I don't like this guy shoving his weight around. It bothers me. I don't know why, but it just bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the uh-huh? Are you going to tell me it's because he's black?
I don't know. You're the one that's talking. You're a female. You're the female governor of Arizona.
That's right. I'm a female. And because of that, this guy comes, you know, bouncing down here and blah, 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 telling me all this stuff.
Yeah. Presidents are going to do that.
I got an immigration problem here. You know that, right?
Yeah. The whole country knows the immigration problem of Arizona. I don't envy you.
Well, if the whole country knows, then the whole country better figure that we got to do something about it. Nobody has given me a hand with this thing, okay? I don't see anybody coming up with any bright ideas, so I'm the one that's got to come up with the answers. And the answer that I got is we're going to have to draw a line in the sand. And
well, you know what they say about lines in the sand?
And we're what's that?
The line in the sand gets washed away very easily by the encroaching surf.
Oh, isn't that poetry? Hold on for a minute. Here, I'll give you.
Okay, the sarcasm I don't need. All I'm saying is a line in the sand is not a very permanent thing.
Well, it is here. In Arizona, it's as permanent as hell. And I can tell you this. I feel for these guys that went into the military because they... I don't know why a guy that isn't a legal citizen is going to go in the military. I don't get it. It doesn't seem, forgive me for saying this, but it doesn't seem very bright. And
so a man who is wants to serve this country who is not a citizen and...
You know, there's a lot of guys who are here legally but aren't citizens that are in the military.
All right, I understand that. But guys that are still serving the United States in the U.S. military who are not citizens, you're still going to deny them as well a driver's license.
Going to lock out the interview with the question like that, huh?
No, we're coming back after the break. I just wanted to ask you.
All right, well, I'll answer it after the break. How's that feel?
Governor, I'm not trying to be contentious, but I've just got some...
No, not at all, but when you're asking me questions about waving my finger around in the guy's face and asking me about veterans, I can tell they're very loaded, and they're politically loaded, and...
But they're questions that have to be answered. Hang on the line, please.
Oh, okay, here's where you put...
Governor Jan Brewer of Arizona. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. 877-876-7445. And we'll have more questions for the governor when we come back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Very happy, very proud to have Governor Jan Brewer on the line with us tonight from Arizona. And in a moment, if we can make this happen, Governor Brewer, we may be able to get the president very quickly.
Well, that's fine.
You don't have any problem talking to him?
No, I got no problem talking. The president of the United States? Of course I don't. He's the president of the United States. You know, and...
All right, I mean, I don't know whether we'll be able to do it or not. He's the president.
No, I've got no problem with the president at all. Obviously, we have philosophical differences, but the president is the president, and I have to give him all due respect. And
now, is that something you've recently counseled yourself on, having had the finger wagging incident?
No, it's not something I recently counseled myself on, Phil.
Well, all right. I mean, it didn't appear, and I don't want to beat that into the ground.
I've always had respect for the office of the president, the office of the president, okay? And when I say the office, and forgive me if I'm talking to you like you're stupid, because I don't think you are, Phil, but when I say I have respect for the office of the president, I'm talking about the presidency, because I talked here to Kip Cooper, who is one of our press guys. I said, I have respect for the office, and I see him going through a catalog. And I said, what are you doing? He's buying furniture off of the presidential Oval Office for the governor's mansion.
Are you... respect for the office meaning...
Yeah, respect for the office meaning, oh, he thought I liked the furniture.
This guy works for you?
He did. Doesn't anymore. And I'm coming out and I'm admitting that to you. I'm telling you, and again, I set myself up for ridicule that I had a guy working for me so stupid that when I said that I respected the office of the president... He said, well, let me go get the governor some of the furniture that the Oval Office has. And this jackass was on on the phone. I heard. What was he doing? He was on the phone. He didn't even use the computer to order. He's on the phone. Yeah, hi. Is this Office Depot or whatever the hell? I don't know where he was getting it.
So you fired him, huh? All right. That's that's one for the books.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I fired him.
All right. Let me get on the line very briefly. Governor, we have President Obama on the line for Governor Jan Brewer. Jan Brewer from the great state of Arizona. And it is President Obama tonight on his way to an airport, I guess. Mr. President, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Phil.
And it's Governor Brewer.
Hey, Jan, how are you? President, how are you doing? Governor, I'm doing great.
Did you, Jan, Governor Brewer, I mean...
Mr. President, I don't mean to be offensive. You called me Jan. You know what? That was bad. That was bad form. I meant Governor. Yeah, I was just trying to be friendly. No, not a problem.
Do you have a... I would imagine you'd want to ask some questions. Who Mr. President, you have a question?
I do. I actually do, Governor Brewer, if you don't mind. No, go ahead. You know, I'm the president, and I'm not... I don't think that makes me the greatest thing in the world, but I am the president, okay? And and I said we're going to do this thing with the deferred action. Now, you're telling me no, and you're telling the American people no. So... You got these guys, these immigrants that are in your state now. What are you going to do? I mean, let's start off, Mr. President, by this deferred action. What is that supposed to mean, anyway? It means you have an idea. I'll tell you what it means. All we're trying to do is get some documentation going on these people so that we can then at some point assess their status. In the meantime, we are acknowledging a certain unique standing among immigrants. What is that? Say that again. See, one of the problems people have with you, Mr. President, is you talk in circles. No, I don't. Yes, you do. No, I don't. Yes, I think you do. Well, how am I talking in circles? Well, for instance, you say, well, unique status, boom, ba, boom, ba, bim, ba, bim. I've got people in my state that are out picking lettuce. Okay, you know, yeah, see, and they're illegal. And, well, then at least you can talk so they, if I can't understand you, how could it, a lot of them do, Jan, you just, well, excuse me for saying Jan, Governor Brewer, you just walked right into that. You got people in your state picking celery and they understand what I'm saying better than you? Woo! Yeah, well, you called me Jan, okay, Barack?
Can we get back to the form of Mr. President and Governor?
Who said that? It's the host of the show, Henry. Oh.
Yes, sir. It's me, Mr. President.
No, it's Jan Brewer. Boy, can we get back to what we're talking about?
I'm sorry, Governor.
Yeah, well, who's that? President Obama. All right. Yeah, don't yell at me. Well, I'm the guy that's been called up and asked to get on this cornball talk show. Now, let me ask you something. I'm trying to deal with a problem there. I said, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we see if we can't at least document... Don't yell at me just because I'm a female governor. See, this is why I was wagging the finger. Oh, okay. Well, whatever you say, Hilda. Oh, my God. You went and did it. You went and said it, didn't you? What did I say? Hilda. Well, I mean, you're... And you started with the finger again.
I did not.
Well, it felt like it. All I'm saying, sir, is this. You are now going to hand out, or you think I'm going to hand out driver's licenses to illegals. Well, I don't feel like it. Why? I don't have to tell you. I just don't want to do it. I don't want to have to put my state through the paperwork, gear up the bureaucracy, and all the other things it's going to take to hand out driver's licenses. It's a select few, Governor Brewer. We're not talking about every single celery picker you got down there, okay? Well, I'll get a load of you with the celery picker. Well, I also got done saying they're smarter than you, so you can take that any way you want. Well, that's true.
He did.
Yeah. So in other words, I'm not a celery picker, so I'm stupid. Is that it?
No.
But you're the one that, you know, walked into it. The point that I'm making is, I'm not saying every single guy down there that is working the fields. I'm saying only those that came to the country as children, brought here, went to school here, and in some instances are now in levels of higher education, and in some instances are now in the military or served in the military. That's not every immigrant that ever picked a beet in the state of Arizona.
Can we get off of this beet picking and celery picking?
Yeah, okay, that's the host again. I'm the president. I would think that I'd be allowed to.
I know, sir, but why don't we just call them what they are? They're illegal, undocumented.
I like illegal.
Is that Governor Brewer?
No, President Obama.
All right, hold on. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. We have Governor Jan Brewer of Arizona, President Barack Obama of, well, of the United States of America, online with us here as we talk about the Arizona dilemma on this new deferred action immigration policy. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, most everybody else does, so I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm kidding. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
No, that's a plan. You want to call him beef pickers, lettuce pickers? You can call him Einstein for all I care.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. Governor Jan Brewer on the line with us, along with President Barack Obama. We are going to be joined by Attorney General Eric Holder so that we can sort of round out this discussion this evening on the National Deferred Action, proposed Deferred Action Program. Mr. President, the question that I have for you is, did you not anticipate, sir, or did anybody, and maybe this I should direct to Attorney General Holder, the dispute you would have with the state, if you say, we will give you a driver's license or an ID if you meet these requirements, which are the ones that I think I have, unless I missed one?
No, I think you got it pretty close, Phil. I know what they are, Phil. Well, hold on, Governor Brewer. I'm the president, and I'm the guy that proposed it. Boy. Yeah, I know, but I'm the governor of the state. I got to enact. Well, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't, you know.
Yeah, I want to hear from the president. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I proposed is this. If you're someone that's been in the country from before the age of 16, which means essentially you've been through school, you've been through primary as well as middle school, you're now well into your high school, and possibly you've started your higher education college, and you have also, in lieu of college, you've joined the military. In other words, if you are, in essence, culturally, if you will, in terms of language, in terms of how you have been formed, consciousness, and otherwise, you're American, what does that mean? What? What does that mean? What's what mean?
Governor Brewer?
Yeah, I'm asking the president, what does that mean, how you've been formed, consciousness, da-ba-ba-boom? I didn't say ba-ba-boom. I said, but what does it mean? It means this. You're born in a country. Whether or not you have the stamp that says U.S. citizen, you learn the language, you go to the schools, you become American. But, Mr. President, in my book, American also means legally American. Yeah, I got that, Governor. I understand that. What I'm trying to impart to you is not so much the legal status, which you and I are in agreement is not legal at all. It's illegal. I'm talking to the essential reality of the person. That is, the cultural reality of the person. That's the part I don't get. What don't you get? Well, it sounds a little highfalutin, you know, like, what are you? You flashing your college degree now? Oh, boy. Well, I mean, I think...
Governor, what is it that you don't...
I think he's getting into an area here where people don't know what the hell he's talking about. He's, well, you know, the cultural this, cultural that. And
well, I think I understand what the president's saying.
Of course you do. Yeah, I'm sure you do. I bet you President Obama, well, I better not say it. I was going to say, I bet you could speak Swahili and you'd understand it. Aha! So that's where we're at. No, that's not where we're at.
Hold on, both of you. Let me get Attorney General Eric Holder on the line here.
Well, what do you want to put him on? It's going to confuse the hell out of everybody. Yeah.
Because maybe he can clear some things up, Mr. Attorney General.
Yeah, Phil.
How are you tonight?
Well, I've been listening to the president and Governor Brewer. I'm enjoying the conversation. If I could lend some clarity to what the president was saying, Governor Brewer, I'm not trying to talk down to you at all. I understand how it might be misunderstood. You understand how a dummy like me would get it? I didn't say dummy. I didn't say dummy at all. Well, you get it. Henry gets it. The president, he's the guy that created it. I'm the only guy that does. Me, I don't understand it. And I'll bet you another thing, and I've got money that says there's about, 300,000 lettuce pickers that don't get it either. Let me go again with lettuce pickers.
What is it, Governor, that you don't understand? I'm going to take over here, even at the risk of being rude to the president. I will explain it to you.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Hold on. An American And I don't think the governor, I don't think President Obama called anybody that, you know, goes to school here and, you know, learns the language. I think he said American, but you are already very firmly rooted in the American life, in the American way of life. You are surrounded by it. You are influenced by it. It feeds every, you know, every observation you have. It feeds every opinion you have. You are, without, you're right, the legal status of being American, you are, in essence, Americanized. Does that sound...
Well, I mean, I could say, no, I don't get it, and then I could make it even doubly tough on you, but I think I understand what you're saying.
All right, Governor, I mean, Attorney General...
I'm the governor, he's the attorney chief. I'm the woman here, you know?
I apologize.
Yeah, I'm the attorney general.
All right, Mr. Attorney General Holder.
Yeah, you call him? This is the president, Attorney General Holder.
Yes, sir, Mr. Attorney General.
Okay. Hey, I've been listening to this stuff. You guys have been going back and forth like a here's what I'm saying to the governor and to the president. As the attorney general, that is the district attorney, for people out there that don't know what I do and you believe the letters and cards that I get from people, what do you do? What is an attorney general? What is it? I'm like the DA. I'm like Hamilton Berger on Perry Mason. I'm like, you know, the bad guy in Liar, you know, that I'm like Swoozy Kurtz in Liar Liar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So the president says we're going to give people this deferred status, and in return, they get to have a driver's license. Now, the governor is saying, isn't that unconstitutional for the federal government to tell a state, which has reserved for itself traditionally over the years the right to issue driver's licenses on their highways and byways? That's it. That's it exactly. Okay, governor, so... You would ask me, is that okay? I'm not asking you guys anything. Where did you get the idea I'm asking you? Governor, you know what?
Who's this?
President Obama. Governor, this is the president. Yeah, I know who it is. All right. We're saying that you can issue the driver's licenses, and I'm saying I don't want to. You're saying you don't want to. Why? I don't want a lot of undocumented people riding around on the highway. I don't want to have to spend the money and the... She was talking about the bureaucracy.
Oh, okay. I don't even know who's talking anymore.
You don't know what a woman sounds like.
Yes, I do.
Well, that's me.
Okay.
All right, this is Attorney General Holder. What we're saying is that there is a federal supremacy here. And... Wait, hold on.
No,
hold on. Federal supremacy. What does that mean, federal supremacy, when it is unconstitutional? I heard Henry talking to that guy Northcraft. That's what they said during the break.
Yeah, well, that's what I was speculating on with Dan. I was saying the federal supremacy, that is federal law trumps state law, is all well and good unless they are unconstitutionally usurping it. Right, Mr. Attorney General?
Well, get a load of you. So you're a constitutional scholar, right?
No, sir, I am not.
All right. Well, then let me do it, if you don't mind.
Jesus.
No, but let me do it. I'm the attorney general.
Let Eric do it.
Yeah, okay, Eric. Go ahead. Thank you. First of all, I can issue a federal driver's license. How's that feel? Is that a snug fit?
Wouldn't dare.
Wouldn't I? I could issue a federal driver's license saying that this is a protected federal status... Federally protected status.
How are you going to do that?
What do you think? They're like endangered species or something? Yeah, well, we protect. What do we do, Mr. President? Do you know?
I don't know.
Don't we have federal?
The owl or something, right?
Yeah, do we federally protect an owl?
Well, how about that, man?
So now you're going to take a bunch of beet picker. Well, I better not say beet picker.
You know, all you've been doing is with this racism.
No, you're the guy that started with the beet picking and the celery picking.
Who said that?
Who am I talking to? The Attorney General.
Oh, okay.
You weren't listening? I thought you said you were listening.
Can I jump, Mr. Attorney General? They were throwing back and forth the term beet picker and celery picker for immigrants.
Well, I find that racist, okay? And I think it is unbecoming a president and the governor of, even the governor of the state of Arizona, such as it is.
Wow, that took some guts there.
Well, you know, that's where this conversation's going. All right.
Let me ask a question here. Is there such a thing? Do you see a problem, Mr. Attorney General, in terms of the constitutionality of the federal government telling the state you must give out driver's licenses?
No, I don't. I don't. Because what we're talking about here is the federal status of these immigrants living within a state, yes. But nonetheless, we're talking about the legal status federally of these individuals. And we are saying that they deserve, through, at least the Congress of the United States would say, that they are to be given some kind of identification for driving, driver's license, okay? So, and if you don't want to give them a state license, we'll give them a federal one.
So now what we've got is two kinds of driver's licenses, federal driver's license.
No, but, yeah, but we're only talking about a very few people. How many? How many, Governor? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it depends on how many people will come forward and take advantage of the program. But we do know the reality. You know, I think it stinks. I just think it stinks. Well, there's the newsflash. Mr. President, I got to get going. And I really, Mr. President, you don't want to talk about it. No, I don't want to talk about it. I got to get out of here. I got to get going. I'm going into a dinner. I'm sitting here like I'm listening to a ball game. I'm sitting in a limousine, okay? I got 50 Secret Service agents waiting to go to the bathroom, and they can't do that until they get me inside to this dinner. So do you mind? I mean, is it something that, you know, can wait? Go ahead.
Mr. President, I appreciate it, sir.
All right, thanks.
All right, so we do have Eric Holder still on the line with Governor Jan Brewer as we talk about the immigration deferred action bill.
I got to get.
And who's that?
I'm sorry, I forgot. I dropped something.
Is that the president?
That's the president? Yeah, I dropped it. Man, I got to get this notepad. Yeah, there it is. I lost the phone number.
Okay, sir, good night.
Uh-huh.
All right, so anyway.
This is Jan Brewer, Phil, and I'll tell you this from the bottom of my heart. I respect that man, and but I don't think he respects me, and I think that he thinks that I think that, you know, Attorney General, keep calling me governor. I don't want to think of you as a federal guy, I guess. Well, I am. I'm the Attorney General. I think that you, Eric, and the president think that I think you too, because I'm a woman.
Yeah.
I think you guys think that I think I gotta think.
What's the problem here?
I don't know. I can't put it into words, but I think you two think that I think you two don't think.
Yeah.
See, that we're stupid. I think you think I think you're stupid. Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. Oh, so I'm right. You think that I think that you're stupid?
Yeah.
And I can tell you this, Governor, I'm not. I won't. I don't think.
You know what? You guys, this is beginning to irritate me. Let me just say.
Oh, well, he's getting irritated now, Eric. So, no, not Phil.
Hold on. So let me just say this. The federal position would be that the federal government can issue some kind of a federal ID that would be good for driving cars.
Yes. I'm telling you right now, Brewer, yes. Bull crap. Okay? You know, can I just tell you something? Have you guys, you state guys, haven't had much success lately. You took us to court on that health care thing. How'd that do?
Well,
yeah, huh? You guys want to waste, you talk about wasting taxpayers' money. Why don't you just go ahead and take us to federal court on every little thing, and you're going to get your ass handed to you each and every time. You got your ass handed to you on health care. You get your ass handed to you on this immigration thing, everything, and that birther thing. Tell me about birther. I'm not a birther.
Well, that's not what I heard.
Bull crap, I'm not a birther.
Well, that's not what I heard. Phil, I want him to apologize for that.
No.
This is Governor Brewer, Phil. Would you direct him?
I can't direct the Attorney General.
I'll tell you right now, apologize.
No, I won't.
I'm not a birther. Whatever.
Okay, put the Attorney General.
Yeah.
All right, so we had the president had to go into a meeting, and Jan Brewer just hung up on us, and maybe Eric Holder is still there. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. I'm not a birther. Yeah, okay, whatever you say. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show. Be right
Truth
back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Don't let her fool you. She's a birther.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. So we are left here with Attorney General Eric Holder. And we do appreciate you hanging in with us, sir. I don't know why the governor hung up. Bud Dickman on our staff is working on that right now.
That's okay, Phil. I don't mind. I can answer any questions you got. I mean, you're talking to her, and, you know, she's a governor, but she's...
She's what?
Well, she's a little goofy. I mean, you know...
Now, you're talking about the governor of Arizona.
No, I know I'm talking about the governor of Arizona, but she's talking... See, I don't know what her point is. You know, we're trying to solve a problem here. Now, if she wants to round them all up, who's the guy down there, the sheriff, whatever that guy is?
Yeah, I forget, Arpaio.
Yeah, that guy wants to put him in some kind of a boot camp or a camp or whatever, and that's fine. If they think that that is going to be less expensive in the overall, because let me tell you something, if she wants to put the cops on overtime, she wants to use federal agents or federal officers patrolling the border, you can't just pick and choose what it is you want to take from the feds in order to enforce whatever law you want to enforce. Now,
well, she said that they'll send their own officers down there, you know.
I know that, you know. But the fact is the governor's going to find that it's going to be a lot more expensive trying to enforce the removal of immigrants from Arizona, that is to arrest, to detain, and then to transport, the number of officers it's going to take, and just the overall, I think it's just going to find it's going to be a lot more expensive.
Hold on for a minute. What?
Yeah, they're on line two.
Okay, Governor Brewer is back on the line.
Bull crap. Who's that? It's Governor Brewer. What do you mean more expensive? It's going to be more expensive there, Jan? Governor Brewer, look, if I say, I just don't like this guy talking behind my back, you know. If I say that what we need is the federal help in enforcing the immigration laws so that we can get these people, and forget it.
Is she gone now?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr. Attorney General. She hung up again.
What a weird ass. So, anyway.
Well, all right. I mean, she's a governor, so let's give her some respect. So you're saying...
I'll give her respect. She's a weird ass.
So you're saying...
I'm saying this. I'm saying that if she doesn't want to do this driver's license deal that we mapped out, it's a beautiful thing. She wants to get a bunch of cops, a bunch of federals, or state people, or county people, or whoever she wants to hire. She wants to get the Minutemen down there, or the Boy Scouts. It's all the same to me. It's not going to be cheap. And I got news for you. The hassle... And the public relations hammering that the state of Arizona is going to look like, it's going to look bad in the news, man. I ain't saying Nazi Germany, but it's the images of them dragging people across the state, you know, throwing them back into Mexico, sticking them in vans or whatever they're going to do. It's going to be used, and the images are going to be transmitted around the world. It's going to look bad.
Well, you know, law is the law, no matter how it looks. Okay, would you agree with that?
The law is the law, no matter how it looks. I don't know what that means.
What it means is, if we've got a law that has to be enforced, regardless of how it, quote, looks, this is the United States of America. There are protections in place for people, but the law is the law. It has to be enforced. We can't be deciding which laws we enforce based upon how it may look in a newspaper or on a TV station. Can we?
No,
all right, so are you going to tell her that she can't enforce the law, or at least ask that the law be enforced?
I'm saying there's a reasonable way of doing it. And
well, and the state of Arizona may not agree with the federal interpretation of that.
Well, you know...
Look, we already know that the federal government ignores, in some instances, federal marijuana laws. There are states that have medical marijuana dispensaries.
No, I'm cracking down on that crap now. I'm cracking down on that crap now.
Oh, yeah, I know you're cracking down, I should say.
You said crapping.
Yeah, I know I did.
Well, it sounded funny.
Okay.
But I'm cracking down on the marijuana laws now.
Yeah, I know you are, because you're probably getting some political pressure from people in various states in Congress. So what's the quid pro quo there?
Well, the quid pro quo. I don't need a quid pro quo to enforce federal law.
Well, you guys, for the first time, you guys are coming in like Bush did, and you busted all these medical marijuana centers in California.
That hurts when you're comparing me to Bush. And
well, that's exactly what happened.
All right. So we came into California because we wanted to play ball and some other stuff. We want them to play ball and some other stuff.
Exactly.
We want them to play ball on the immigration thing.
Do you want me to come in there and start busting on their marijuana? Okay, fine, we'll do it. It's federal law. We should be in there doing it. But I'll tell you something. There's all kinds of federal ways of doing things. And if you want me to come in and do stuff federally, like Arizona, they don't want me to come in and do anything federally this way. They want me to come in and do federally their way. Well, guess what? There's only one federal way, and that's my way. Okay?
Well, you're not the
in this case, I am. In this case, I'm the Attorney General. Jan Brewer is the governor of a state. That makes me God Almighty, and that makes her one of the disciples.
What?
You heard what I said, Phil. If she wants me to come in there and assist her federally in getting this immigration thing under control, then we do it my way, or we don't do it at all.
So that's how it's going to get played.
That's the ball game. That's the name of the game. That's right.
All right, Governor,
if you call me Governor one more time, I'm going to have you arrested. I'll find some charge.
All right, Mr. Attorney General, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
There is Eric Holder here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We had Jan Brewer from Arizona. We had President Obama in the limousine on his way into a fundraiser. And all talking about immigration in the state of Arizona and whether or not that's going to become a problem that gets solved. 877-876-7445. The Phil Henry Show. We have Jeff Dowder coming up next
Phil
hour
Henry.
On
Pussy Riot.